Okay. Parshas Vayakel, Shnas Tov Shin Nishkodesh. Pasuk says, Vayakel Meisha is Kol Adas Yisrael. Vayimalim Eile Advarim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasasem. These are the words that Hashem commanded you to do. Sheshes Yomim. And what is the commandment? Sheshes Yomim Tasem Locha. Ubiyom Asher Yilechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosun Hashem. Kol Oysa Bamalocha Yumas. Okay, so interesting what it says. These are the things which Hashem commanded you. 6 days you should do work, and then the seventh it should be Shabbos to Hashem, and you shouldn't do any melacha. What seems a little bit strange in the pasuk? So let's see. V'no da'adik b'sorim ha'kadoshim. All the sorim ha'kadoshim point out to Archaim and to Yaakov Yosef. Lamo tzachakos l'tzavaz l'shishas yomim ta'asim melacha. Hozos me'atzim yasu. Why does the pasuk command us, and 6 days you shall work? That's not the commandment of Shabbos. Why do we need a command? Is there a mitzvah to work 6 days? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that there's Shabbos on the seventh day. Hashem to Moshe should only give a tzivui on Shabbos itself, but not on the 6 days of the week. There's no mitzvah to work on the 6 days of the week. The mitzvah is Shabbos. So why is the Torah saying, Hashem, command us, sheshes yomim ta'asis, 6 days you should work. We're just talking about Shabbos. V'efshalomar ki ha-gemar, the gemar in Shabbos, taf ayin, tereshes me'ela ha-dvarim. How does the Torah know that there's 39 melachos? The drush is from a gematria. Right, it sounds like Chassidish avoid, but it's in the Gemara. But that's how they learn the Lamed Melachos. The pasuk this week's pasuk. Vayakel Moshe is called as Yisrael. Vayomer Elohim Eila Hadvarim Mispar Lamed Melachos. Eila Hadvarim Dvarim Trei. Dvarim is two. Now it's not the Gematria, but it's Dvarim. Davar is one. Dvarim is two. Hadvarim is three. Right, take Dvarim and Hadvarim is three. Right, add the Hey Hadvarim. These things is three. Right? Eile begematria, and Eile begematria is what? 36. Aleph lamed hey, 36. Hare lamed tet. From the Eile hadvarim, we have 39 malachos. Right? So anybody who says they don't live in gematria, say, excuse me, buddy, the Gemara itself learns that 39 malachos from gematria. And the Gemara learns many other things from gematria. People may not be into the silly gematrias that people make up, but to say that to not believe in gematria is totally incorrect. What's the inyan of learning the gematria from the osios haTorah? Why is there truth in the numerical value of the words of the Torah? Why should it matter that Eila hadvarim equals 39, meaning Eila 36, hadvarim is 3, 39? And the whole yisod of gematria is that the letters of the Torah are not like the letters of other languages. In the rest of the languages, the main thing of the letter is that the letter is representing something. Right? So the A, B, C, there's nothing inherently holy or meaningful about a C, but C represents something. A cat. The word cat or clothes represent something. But the letters itself, there's no kedusha in the letters itself. It's like a code. It's like a code. It's like sign language. Sign language is all a code. You know, I'm walking. You know, so walking is like this. Okay, walking is like this. So to a B should be a thing that the sound B represents. Understand?
You can't write the machshava as a machshava because a thought can't be written.
The osios are remez, are as a hint to that thought.
And this is how we build letters, based on expressing a thought. Right?
The letters only is a representation, a hint towards what it means.
Because, you know, like the way a T looks, okay, they could have made a T in a different way. Basically, the letters doesn't have any inherent meaning. They're just representing something. Those are the letters in all the alphabets of the world, right?
However, Kol oz davka kamoshu. Every oz, the way it looks. Who veloa yayachol yos b'tzura ches. It couldn't be in any tzura. The aleph is not just representing the aleph. The aleph, the actual tzura of the aleph, comes straight from the deeper meaning of the aleph. Right? We talk about the aleph is the vav and a yud yud, which is 26, representing echad is 26, which is the yud kei vav kei is 26, and you could go on and on and on and on. People give shiurim, there are books and books and books written about the significance of the aleph bet. Meaning they're not letters just representing something outside of them. They are the meaning itself. V'lo aleph bet, v'lo bet aleph. Neshelo b'var machshov v'sechel ha-Torah shebem kodesh. Again, there's two parts of the Torah, the understood part of the Torah and the essence part of the Torah. Remember in the codes, they just showed like one flat letters? Like there's no words, there's no psukim, there's no this. That's the essence of Torah. The meaning of Torah is Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe, when you cut the letters into words, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe. Okay, I understand that. That's Hashem speaking to Moshe. That's the understood Torah. But the essence of Torah, there's no difference. It's all letters. It's all the secrets of the letters. It has nothing to do with the meaning the way we understand that Hashem is speaking to Moshe. There's a whole understanding by itself of nothing to do with the meaning, the taich of the pasuk, the translation of the pasuk, just the letters itself. Right, just like davening. Just why should we not daven in English even if we're not understanding in Hebrew? Because Hashem Knesset Gedolah wrote with the Ruach HaKodesh. So just the words, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, has great significance. Deep, deep significance, and they're the codes of what Shemayim was created. So we don't want to change that. Ragama kelim v'aguf v'mayinu osios kedusha zayin. Hakedusha gama lekelim ispasha. The kedusha came even in the shape of the word. Word is kodesh. It's not like that. A represents something. A is something. Ukishim ispasha diosa as gam milu ya osios v'smal v'kedusha v'lo osios bil v'rakam agamachya kodesh. Even the numerical value of the letters is kodesh. Again, do you believe in the Eishat Torah's codes? Okay, there's some things far out there, whatever it is. But you have to believe in the codes of Torah. Of course the Torah is written to give it certain codes. And certain. It wasn't the only Torah is not meant Vaidaber Hashem or Moshe. And Hashem spoke to Moshe. That's the revealed Torah. That's how we understand that Vaidaber is one word. Yud Kei Vav Kei is another word. El is Moshe. But the essence of Torah is that the Vav, the Yud, the Dal, the Bet, each one by itself has an intrinsic meaning. V'nei de Mizar HaKadosh. We learn from the Zohar HaKadosh. Achilik ben Shabbos HaYontif. SheYontif u'mikrei Kodesh, SheKorim es HaKadosh u'mizam nosav. Yontif, we create the Kedusha, right? Even if the basin's wrong, right? Like the story of the Yeshua. Even when the basin's wrong, the day is covered by the Beis Din. Shabbos will be atzma kodesh, but Shabbos is by itself is kodesh. Ki kodesh ulachem. Shabbos every 7 days, it's not covered by the Beis Din. The gamzos roin shabbos Shabbos ain mitzvah atzma. There's no specific mitzvah on Shabbos like Rosh Hashanah as a shofar, Yom Kippur, Hey Inuim, Sukkah, the Dalavinim. Rakus Hashenos and Malacha Shosim. What's the ikur of Shabbos? Not to do Malacha, to hands off. Ki Shabbos gami me'acholos se kedusha. Because the Shabbos is supposed to affect all the work that we do during Chol. That the Kedusha of Shabbos is Nimshach in all the days of the week. As we know, the first few days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are Mekabel, the Chiyus from the last Shabbos. And then Wednesday further is being Mekabel, the Kedusha of the Shabbos coming up to it. Shabbos infuses the week with Kedusha. Right, there's a story one time. There's this guy that they wanted to, in the college, they wanted to like try to prove that Kedusha Shabbos wrong. And they said, well, everyone's going to dress up and we're going to have chulin and we're going to have a tish on Wednesday night. Fine, so they did it. And it was beautiful. Like, wow, and they started saying Koach Sof Noam Shabbos. So you see, it has nothing to do with Shabbos itself. It has to do with Jews coming together and having some food and singing to Hashem and saying Divrei Torah. It has nothing to do with Shabbos per se. So they said this to the rabbi, and the rabbi said to them, he says, do you think you'd be able to have something like that if Shabbos never existed? I mean, that which you're having Wednesday night is drawing koch from Shabbos. Everything draws koch from Shabbos.
V'zeil molay, and this is what it means, that if Yisrael keeps two Shabbosos, there will be nigal miyad. What does that mean? One Shabbos is the actual Shabbos, and the second Shabbos is during the week. That in the week which is infused by Shabbos. There are two aspects of Shabbos. Shabbos itself, and how the rest of the week is affected by Shabbos. That's what it means. Two Shabbosos. If we just kept two Shabbosos, it would be nigal. Two Shabbosos is the two aspects of Shabbos. So now let's get back to the Gematria. Sheish is coming to Asim Lach. It says 6 days a week we should do work. And the original kash of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef Nor Chaim was, why is the Torah commanding us to do 6 days of work? I thought the only commandment was Shabbos. Bei Shabbos kenem elael. Neshigam b'shish me'achol timshkol kedusha. Because the commandment Shabbos also applies during the week. That the kedusha of Shabbos should permeate the week. And therefore, all the 39 melachos are being meramez by what? By gematria, meaning liramez. This is the shakol miskanes, that everything has inherent kedusha in it. That even the letter of the words, even just the numerical values of Eila has significance. So too Shabbos teaches us that everything has significance, even during the week has significance. And therefore we learn Lametet Melachos out from Dafka Gematria. That's not only the meaning of the letters that have meaning to it. Now, it's not only the taich of the pasuk that has meaning to it. The actual letters, and that represents the week. The actual everything it permeates kedusha. We could permeate everything with kedusha, even down to the letters. Even down to the physical letters have an inherent kedusha. They have an inherent numerical value that's holy. Yeah, so this is important lesson. That's what we say. Hayom yom Shabbos. Hayom yom Rishon. Hayom yom Sheni. Every day the Ramban says it's a mitzvah. Zechiris zachris yom Shabbos akachim. Because every day is infused with kedusha Shabbos.